Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Heather mentioned in the news the story of the Tesla basically exploding with driver assist, person in the car, but it was in the back seat, I believe, or one was in the passenger side. Mm-hmm. And it got us to thinking, and I remember, you know, when we talked about, well, a few years ago, you know, that, you know, driverless cars are going to be an option for a lot of people. And it's just something I don't trust. And people say, why not? You know, basically you have, you know, planes are basically on autopilot. They pilot for the most part, most of the flight does nothing, but is there. And I don't know, there's just something about it that I'm not the greatest driver in the world, so some people would argue the car would be safer, you know, with me sitting in the passenger seat and the car driving by itself. And I understand that for certain people. But it's just, there's something about unforeseen circumstances that I believe you need a human being to react, not a computer chip.
There are so many variables in so many different situations. And if you're, you know, if you're rolling down the highway and you've got the cruise control set at 70, 75, whatever you got it set at, and it's a straightaway, you know what? There's not that many variables. You could get cut off. There could be traffic. There could be, you know, a bear run out in front of you. But if you're driving around town, and, you know, you've got stoplights, you've got kids running out into the street, you've got, you know, there's just so many different things that I think can happen that I don't, I like you, Stoney, I wouldn't trust it to, I wouldn't want to live on a road where there were, you know, automated cars going up and down the road, because I would rather trust, and this is probably, you know, the get off my lawn moment.
I know. I'm the same
way. I would rather trust the reaction and the individual than I would a computer. And I know that I we're going to get ticket texts. We're going to get calls that say, "Oh yeah, you'd rather trust the person that's on their cell phone, you know, going down the street to be able to react to something." And I just, there's something about being behind the wheel as a driver. I like driving. I don't want to hit autopilot and just end up somewhere else. I want to actually go through the process and, you know, feel the power hitting that gas pedal. Part of it.
I think when you have an accident like this, it makes people like us say,
told you so.
But to play the opposite,
there was nobody behind the wheel. There was nobody even sitting in the driver's seat in this accident.
Right.
To even take over the driver assist technology or whatever, the autopilot. There's no one there to even react. Do you know what I mean? That's crazy. I can't imagine that. You know what? I'm going to go read my book and have a coffee and sit in the back seat while my car drives me somewhere. I can't imagine.
248-539-9797 is the telephone number. I know a lot of people obviously working in the car industry in this town. Maybe you're on your way to work. Can shed some better light on it than us. Boobs, basically. It's a trust factor is what it is. Now, there's some things that I do like. I don't use it because it's not in my car, but like my wife's car has driver assist, and okay. she hardly ever uses that at all, except like up north when like we go to certain, like in Charlevoix to Parallel Park, sometimes she'll say, look, watch it. It'll do it on its own. And she basically, she'll do it. And it's incredible to me.
Yeah.
I mean, but you still have to have some control. I think you still have to hold the wheel while it does it.
You're in control of the brake during those. But I am all for that type of technology. There's driver assist technology that will keep you in your lane if you swerve out of your lane, things like that. But you're still in control. Mm-hmm. Those are just there to assist you.
Yeah.
Yeah. See, I've got a car that has the, you know, if you swerve over the dotted line or if you get close mm-hmm. to a solid yellow, it will vibrate. I have turned all those off because it's more startling to me to have that happen than it is to just be going down the road and hit the rumble strips. All right, I get back on the road.
Mm-hmm. Here's some interesting ticket text. And our telephone number as well, 248-539-9797. I am all in for autonomous vehicles, but I would only do it if every vehicle on the road was autonomous. Because mm-hmm. it just takes one a-hole human to jack up the whole system, Brian, at work. How about this? 11 deaths in 6 years of autonomous vehicles versus tens of thousands of humans causing auto fatalities each year.
And
half of those were due to stupidity, like the most recent one where no one was in the driver's seat to take over control.
Those numbers will all change due to opportunity.
You would think so.
Yeah.
You probably had the same conversation 20 years ago. The internet, do you support it? Driverless tech is going to be standard. Well, it's probably more than 20 years ago. But look, there are some great things with the internet that I love, and there's some things that we know suck.
Yeah.
What about the other cars? If they blow a light, how's that car supposed to react? I would never get in a car without a driver.
Agree. There's so many variables.
Yes. Same thing with voice to text. You know, that's not a good idea because it just said blow a lighthouse. That's how I rather than in house, you know?
Yes.
Autopilot on planes, great idea. Self-driving cars and package drone delivery, bad idea. That's from DT.
I agree. Have you had a package delivered by drone?
No, I don't believe so.
I haven't either. We've had a lot of packages delivered, but I've never seen it. It's always the camera picks up and says a unidentified individual at your front door, not
right.
unidentified flying object. You have a UFO.
That'd be cool. Gregory in New Boston, what's going on?
Hey, how you doing?
Good. How are you?
I am good. I wanted to talk about the self-driving car. And for once, the American car got a better system. Cadillac has something called Super Cruise, which I drove, but just like you guys, I don't trust it. I couldn't take my hand 2 inches away from the steering wheel because I was afraid of it. But the difference is it can't function unless somebody is in the seat. Not only that, it has a sensor in the steering wheel just in case you're driving and you go to sleep, it'll vibrate the seat. Mm-hmm. If you don't look up, it'll pull itself over and vibrate the seat every few minutes trying to wake you up. And if you don't wake up, it'll call the EMS. It's a whole different system.
Wow.
That's called Super Cruise?
Super Cruise. It's on the Cadillac right now. And the new electric vehicle coming out, the new Chevy, some of those that have the premier versions of them.
That's awesome. That's what happened. Yeah. As long as somebody has to be in the seat, hand on the
steering
wheel.
Somebody has to be in the seat, and you have to be awake. The car has to sense when you're awake. If you're not, it got a sensor on the top of the steering wheel. They're checking out your eyeballs. Yeah, I'm telling you.
Do they have a breath? Gregory, it's been out for two or three years.
Yeah.
Gregory, do they have a breathalyzer, too?
No, they don't have a breathalyzer, but I'm telling you guys the truth. This is real technology.
I'm not debating.
No. We're just trying to add a few features.
Yeah, technology is only going to get more and more crazy, in mostly in a good way. Mm-hmm. But I wonder, would you get a DUI if you got pulled over? You were drunk, but you weren't driving it. I assume you would.
Yes, I would assume. Yeah, if you're behind the wheel. Yes.
Yes.
Because you are still somewhat.
Do you have to have both eyes open for that camera?
Can they take your ID picture while you drive?
Yeah, yeah. Hey, that's a way to get your photo ID.
Yes. Well, yeah, look.
there's attach it to
exactly. Well, no, the people that need the photo IDs for voting, though, people don't have driver's license. That's the problem. So actually, that would just be a redundancy, John. It wouldn't do any good.
We're just trying to solve all problems.
Yes, exactly. 248-539-9797. I work with robots in the auto industry. We now have whole assembly areas with no people, just automation. Driverless cars are coming. So your cars are being assembled by robots.
Mm-hmm.
Think about how many accidents happen daily due to human error versus computer. Also, the computer uses multiple cameras and sensors to make decisions in a fraction of a second, a lot better than two eyes and the human brain's slower processing speed. It's a trust factor. That's what it is.
It is a trust factor.
And giving
factor.
Up control
yes.
is tough, too.
I mean, you trust yourself more than the unknown, and that's...
But there's so many decisions that have to be made that while a computer in a linear situation, I think, could make those decisions obviously much faster and much more accurately than humans, but in a real-world situation, I just trust...
But
more.
Maybe, like you said, that bear, maybe, you know, an animal like darting in front where we see it by the time we, you know, push our, you know, foot on the brakes to stop or swerve the computer, because technically, according to the texter, mm-hmm. processes it even quicker. If they see it, they might do it better. I look, I don't know. Somebody says, tell you what, the first time I see one of those cars and someone sitting in the passenger seat not paying attention, they're going to get a hard brake check.
just to check the yeah. checking the sensors.
Yeah.
Okay, that's great. And you're going to get rear-ended?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Andy in Fowlerville says, I drive a semi for a living. I see people in their driver assist cars all the time, either on the computer reading and doing other things that they shouldn't be doing while they're driving. That's a problem. That's, yes, indeed.
Yeah.
There are different classes of autonomous vehicles. Fully autonomous has no steering functions for a rider. Lowest class is adaptive and assistive driving, lane keep assist, and those functions. You must have your eyes on the road in most new Cadillac autonomous vehicles, for example, like the caller mentioned, Gregory. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yes, indeed.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh,